This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch for a Tuesday morning. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, the answer here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across the country. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And thank you to all of those power and utility trucks that are sitting around stage ready to go. Also to the urban search and rescue people from all around the country, as far away as Oklahoma and New York down here, staged over in Orlando in the convention center. Thank you for being here. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers sorting that mail to be delivered today, and those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, I've got the latest advisory here, 4 a.m., from the Hurricane Center, and I'm going to read this. It says, Dorian's southern eyewall planted over Grand Bahama Island. Residents should remain in shelter on Grand Bahama Island as they continue to experience Dorian's eyewall. Hazards are wind gusts up to 150 miles, storm surge 10 to 15 foot above normal tide levels with higher destructive waves. These hazards will continue over Grand Bahama Island through the rest of today. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we forget that, you know, there's really two sides to a hurricane. You mm-hmm. know, you've got the both sides of the eye, and I would say that this thing was wide. At one point, it was what, 100 miles wide?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Now, the location is stationary. It's not moving, according to this.
No.
It's about 30. It's right about where it was yesterday, about 30 miles northeast of Freeport in the Grand Bahama Island. It's about 100 miles, basically 100 miles due east of West Palm Beach, Florida. Maximum sustained winds, 120 miles an hour with gusts to 150. Present movement stationary. Minimum central pressure, and it's been this all night long, 950 millibars.
Correct. And we don't know at what point. I think they're necessarily trying to predict it, but we have no idea at what point the thing may start moving. You know, we keep saying we're being told at some point it's going to make a turn towards the north and just skirt the coastline of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing has been so weird and so unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
That we don't know if and when it'll make that turn. If mm-hmm. it doesn't make that turn when it's predicted, then what happens? It comes on the floor.
That's correct.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, this thing is pretty weird. It's just the situation just won't go away. It's kind of like a It's a pest.
Well, here's what we know. In the Bahamas, they are getting just absolutely bombarded. At least 13,000 homes have been destroyed, and way more businesses, and many more have been damaged by Hurricane Dorian. It's believed that at least five people have died there, unofficially or officially, however you want to look at it. There's one in the United States, but I believe the death toll is going to climb way up just based on what I saw in terms of destruction and the water just sweeping things away.
Well, you know, let's hope not. Let's hope that, you know, the casualty numbers stay low, because they did have a lot of warning. So, I mean, it's possible that there's some things that were going on some of the outer islands in the Bahamas that we can't necessarily get to yet, because the hurricane itself is preventing
right.
the United States from, you know, flying in,
yep.
you know, all the people that need to go fly in.
Well, we got several hundred Marines ready to go with the helicopters all ready to go out of Guantanamo, but that's not going to happen.
Not for a while.
Nope. So, that's the first wave that'll be going in there. They'll be the first ones going in there. And there's already aircraft ready to go to fly in there and bring supplies in there. But where are they going to land if the airport's underwater?
That's right.
I mean, come on here. So I guess it'll all be done pretty much by boat and by helicopter.
Then we do what we can do, you know. I mean, this has been the weirdest hurricane so far. I mean, let's think, you know, it was less than, what was it, last Thursday and Friday, it was coming to us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Over here on the West Coast.
Yep. That's a Cat 3.
And then it wasn't. And then it was moving. And then it was going to hit Miami. And then it was, mm-hmm. you know, then it was going to hit Melbourne. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, at one point, it was less than a week ago, the entire state of Florida was under hurricane alert.
Sure was.
Everything but the panhandle.
Under the cone of uncertainty. Mm-hmm. Huh? Yep. Well, you know, you don't want to wish any bad luck on anybody, but it would sure be nice if that thing would at least move away from the Bahamas for the sake of the people that are there, because they can't go anywhere at the moment. All right, hold that thought, folks. I'll be right back with more Denise Simon. And by the way, a modeling agent alleged to have dirt on Jeffrey Epstein has disappeared. Wonder what that's all about. We'll get into that when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and I'll be on my buddy Mike Gallagher's show this morning all across the United States of America from 9:45 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. So if you're out and about, be listening to that and hear what we're talking about. Now, this portion of the program, my conversations with Denise Simon, is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And what do 385,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they all trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting or whatever you have to do to defend yourself. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of attorneys, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right. The last person standing is the first person law enforcement will look at, and defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. Now, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, that's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on that USCCA logo link on the right tab, and when you see it, you're going to see a drop-down menu right away for a free gun a day giveaway. So sign up for that. We want to announce somebody on the program winning that gun, and if you don't sign up for it, we can't announce you now, can we? And you do that, and then right after that, there's three different methods of joining and becoming a member. And if you do, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including some great USCCA gear, too. So, and by the way, don't forget the Concealed Carry Magazine either, the award-winning Concealed Carry Magazine that comes along with it all, with all of that. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo link right there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
You've got some thoughts about this modeling agent that alleged to have dirt on Jeffrey Epstein, and then he suddenly just disappeared like a ghost.
Well, you know, that's what media tells you, all right? of course he's got dirt because he was part of all of this. He'd been a longtime friend, so of Epstein's. Now, I would suspect that this cat, Jean-Luc Brunel, is probably someplace like in Brazil. He runs a quasi-modeling agency. I would argue that it's probably not all of that that it's advertised to be. But nonetheless, I believe that, you know, he's been a friend of Epstein's for years and years and years. So does he know all things Epstein? Well, of course he does. Let's not forget that the modeling component of this would actually created an inventory / network of girls. And so they would necessarily be flown anywhere. They could have had, you know, this Jean-Luc Brunel and Epstein had a Paris apartment right next door to each other, essentially, in the same block. So I think that right after the Miami Herald came out with the whole expose, after long research on this whole case, he bailed out of Paris and probably went to South America, to Brazil, and that's where he is.
All righty. Well, we've got a call, I do believe, from our favorite morning caller. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, sir. Blondie, morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Okay. Big question here. I see on Investors Business Daily, I was reading on the internet, an editorial says, did Obama, White House, and Loretta Lynch illegally meddle in the 2016 election? Then it goes on to say about Comey was testifying about this stuff, and one of the gems that turned up was apparently that Loretta Lynch pressured him to refer to InvestH Hillary as a legal homebrew email server as a matter, not an investigation.
Right.
And that's that. And on the other thing, I just wanted to say, on this hurricane, there's no telling. I know all the models say it's going to go up there, but there's always a chance, small that might be, but sometimes these things aren't perfect. This thing might take a sudden
jog to the left.
Direction.
Yep.
Yeah, to the left, and if it does, there's no telling. This all depends on how far it decides. You know, I don't think it's going to make like a left-hand turn, but I think that it could. You know, if it jogs another, say, 30 miles over,
it'll
make a big difference.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Bob.
All right.
Sure. And we were going to talk about this this deal because Newt Gingrich came out and said that he believed Obama and Loretta Lynch knew the FBI was spying on the Trump campaign.
Of course. And if you read some of the testimonies very carefully, in fact, I was doing that before Hurricane started
Dorian.
To interrupt my life.
Yep.
Yes. If she testified for 2 days. There's also some other testimony that is out there that I've got my hands on that I haven't gotten to yet either. But Lisa Page, you know, they're saying this all has to do with the department, and the department means the Justice Department.
Right.
So, yes, clearly that it was all coordinated, and Comey even admitted that they wanted to, that the Justice Department wanted to refer to it as a matter and not a case when it came to all things Hillary server. I mean, that's been out there for a while, so... Yeah, I think there's a lot more that we're necessarily going to learn, but I think most of it we're going to learn it from the Durham report, and not necessarily from the IG report from Horowitz.
Yeah, and we should mention the fact that this is part of the Durham investigation. What you and I just talked about, the IG investigation, is again pertaining predominantly to the FISA court.
Yeah, I mean, let me give you, for instance, on this, too. I mean, let's go back to when Hillary was Secretary of State, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not, she never had a .gov email. Never.
Right.
All right? all the things that her husband, Bill Clinton, did. Now, let's not forget, there was a time that he had actually gone over to North Korea because he had to go get those two journalists out, and blah, 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 blah. Those are classified emails. Those are highly top-secret emails because now you're sending a former president into a rogue nation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know that there were emails. Where is that email chain about, you know, coordinating with Bill Richardson and, you know, Clinton and all? Okay, so you can't tell me that you know, this whole thing was legitimate.
Well, I don't disagree with you. Now, I got to talk about this because yesterday there was a horrible fire on a scuba boat in California, and 25 bodies have been found. 9 more people remain missing. Rob Lowe came out yesterday and said he'd been on this boat. And what I'm scratching my head about is, knowing what I know about boats, charter boats, one hatch to go down there and no other way out? That can't be. That's not, that just isn't right.
Well, this one was designed a little differently because everybody on the boat slept in essentially a berth.
Mm-hmm.
If you understand what I'm saying.
I do, like a rail car.
And I don't know how many it held, but I think there were 46 on the boat at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a single sizable hatch, I would say, that takes you down into the galley, and then from the galley you go into the sleeping berth. Where you had all these people. So obviously the crew was safe. The crew was up on deck. So the explosion happened to, had to be an explosion given the size of the fire that we saw.
Right.
But it looks like it happened below decks, and that's, I'm not sure that the crew, I think they were probably in some cases almost thrown off. But anyway, it's a terrible, terrible thing. But you've got, you've got kind of like a split staircase that takes you down into the galley, okay? And then towards the front of the boat, you have the showers, and then you got the galley, and then you've got 3 rows of sleeping berths.
Well, even the aft cabin cruiser that I had that was 25 and a half foot long had a hatch up in the front of the boat for egress in and out that you could get in and out of easily, and it also had the walkway to go down into the aft cabin area.
Well, this didn't have an aft cabin, so, you know, that's the difference.
All right, well, here comes the music. We'll let you go, and we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, everybody, and we'll be back with our military and veterans news segment coming right back. And good morning, Flip. Good morning, Thomas the Suicide Jockey. Good morning, good morning, Kat. Good morning, Brooke. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Major Mac. Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Mr. Frank. Good morning, Colonel Jim. Good morning, Patrick. And more. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A state of emergency across 5 southeast states as the powerful and deadly storm Hurricane Dorian makes its way toward the U.S. mandatory evacuations in parts of Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia. The latest now from Edward Rappaport with the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
The center will move roughly parallel to the coast, about 50 miles offshore, and if it does so, then tropical storm conditions will move all the way up the southeastern coast.
Hurricane Dorian hitting the Bahamas is a Cat 5, at least five people losing their lives there, one person, an eight-year-old boy, drowning in rising water. In other news, in Southern California, the recovery effort still underway in the water near Santa Cruz Island, where there's been a deadly boat fire, five crew members escaping, but more than 30 passengers did not. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Item number two, and it's brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. And to find out more about the National Aviation Academy, here's the Good Time Gang.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. Many of you have chosen to go to technical schools while you're in high school to learn a trade, VOTEC or BOCES or whatever they call it. And in most cases, it will pay you about 80% of the going rate of whatever the skill is that you've learned. Let's say you're a carpenter. Let's say you're a plumber. Let's say you're an electrician. Let's say that you are a welder. You're going to start probably in a union position, but you're going to start at 80% of the going rate. That's just the way that it is. So how would you like the opportunity to start out in a field where $50,000 or more would be your first year salary. Now, I'm going to tell you how. You can start a great career path as an aviation maintenance tech with that starting salary of $50,000 per year or more by checking out the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is outside Boston. The other one right here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the backyard, Tampa Bay. Now, check them out. To find out more by going to naa.edu and ask to take the tour. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-659-2080. Again, ask to take the tour. So, National Aviation Academy, naa.edu, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Remember to tell them the captain sent you. There you go. Now, taking a look at the military news, the Army, a major in an Army National Guard uniform, is facing public scrutiny for improper partisan political activity after appearing in uniform at a campaign event for Joe Biden in South Carolina and publicly telling the former vice president that she hopes and prays he'll be the next president. Now, that goes against military protocol when you're in uniform. So she could be in trouble for that. Also, the U.S. Space Command now is well on its way to being a reality, and the Navy Postgraduate School is pitching its curriculum as a pathway to get into the U.S. Space Command. We'll see how all that goes. By the way, we told you about the USS Arizona Memorial that reopened over Labor Day weekend after a year-long floating dock repair. Well, they had 4,000 visitors the very first day they opened up, 4,000 visitors. So most people are very happy that that's back again. By the way, a U.S. Air Force veteran who was properly convicted on terrorism charges for trying to join the Islamic State group and die a martyr is now going to be resentenced for trying to join ISIS. Now, an appeals court ordered a judge to resentence him and better explain his reasons behind any penalty. We'll see how that plays out. And the Air Force also, the 51st Fighter Wing Safety Office, came up with a simple and, it hopes, a popular solution to a problem that plagues aircraft maintainers across the Air Force. They modified a bump cap that adds style to safety. And we'll see how that all plays out in the grand scheme of things. By the way, Al Haynes, a former Marine aviator and hero pilot, credited for saving the lives of nearly 200 people by guiding a damaged passenger jet into a crash landing in an Iowa airport in 1989. Remember that? When that plane made that wild landing in Sioux City, Iowa? He's died. He will be missed. He was a hero. And a Marine who posted on Facebook that people who objected to tanks being part of the July 4th festivities in the nation's capital should kill themselves has been disciplined administratively, according to the Marine Corps. Also, as Defense Secretary Mark Esper calls for more dynamic and widely dispersed U.S. presence in the Pacific, work already is underway on a new multi-billion-dollar U.S. air base on Okinawa, and the relocation of thousands of Marines to a string of bases stretching from Australia to Hawaii is dragging along, complicating the Pentagon's desire to shift focus to deter China across the region. Now, the Coast Guard authorities arrested a Bay Area Coast Guard member and shipped him south to San Diego, where he'll await court-martial proceedings for allegedly killing a fellow seaman in Alaska. This individual was charged with murder. And Coast Guard officials also say that they've seized $38.5 million worth of cocaine from suspected smugglers, some of whom evaded arrest off Central and South America. This was a Boston-based Coast Guard cutter that confiscated the cocaine in the Pacific, on its Pacific patrol. Also, the FBI now has announced that they are involved in the investigation of suspicious deaths at a veterans hospital in West Virginia. Now, the VA secretary has been prompted to come out and say that veterans are safe following a string of these suspicious deaths at this government hospital. We'll see how that works. By the way, military retirees who paid annual TRICARE prime enrollment fees in 2018 or 2019 could soon see a refund check in the mail thanks to a new change in how the system calculates their annual out-of-pocket maximum payment. And that affects a lot of guys and gals out there. I know it does. Also, the Pentagon awarded a 10-year, $7.6 billion cloud contract to the JEDI group. Now, this Defense Enterprise Office Solutions, the huge contract that had not attracted the attention of the DOD's far more controversial procurement system known as JEDI, so they were able to slip this one through and get this done. Now, there's a question for you. Are helicopters the new cell phone towers? Well, maybe. To say cell phone coverage on the battlefield isn't reliable is a bit of an understatement, but what if the military could bring a helicopter and make it into a cell tower on the battlefield? That's the next experiment and work in progress right now by the military. Now, coming up, we should be hearing from Chris Markowski today. He should be back on the planet. He probably took the day off yesterday, I'm pretty sure. And we will hear what he has to say about the great economy that we are enjoying. And some people say it's great. Some people say it's not. Some people are making money. Some people aren't. Just all depends on what you do and how you go about doing it. But entrepreneurs, I'm telling you, are doing very well from what I've been able to hear and see. And when he comes to the table, Chris Markowski usually brings a lot of stuff with him. By the way, Dorian is expected to make a turn sometime today, perhaps this morning, towards Florida before it slowly goes north. But there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee this puppy's going to go north. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. All righty, we're coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Chris Markowski is going to be brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, remember, if you're struggling with severe and nagging pain, arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, muscle aches, and pain too, let me suggest you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. $19.95, the 3-week quick start, plus shipping and handling, be to you in about 5 days. Now, it works for me. I've been trying this now and using this for over 3 years. I am a customer of Relief Factor, and it quite simply took care of my problems. And if it worked for me, maybe it will work for you. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and see what happens. And if it doesn't work for you, you're only out $20. But in the meantime, I'm betting that it just might do it. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, happy days, and happy day after Labor Day.
How you doing?
Not bad.
I was
laboring yesterday, so I was laboring along, but I was having fun because when I labor, it's not work, it's fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's fun communicating to everybody on air. I get that totally.
Now, let me ask you a question. The United Kingdom's Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, has threatened an October 14th election. This is all over Brexit again, right?
Yes. Brexit, they're still having people and within the UK and in particular the opposition trying to basically stop what's been going on. There's been some movement over the course of the weekend that made it look like they had some sort of deal possibly worked out with the European Union. Wait to see. However, the pound has dropped to a level that it hasn't seen since 2016, and that's when the original Brexit occurred. It's uncertainty surrounding the entire thing. Once it gets done, it's going to get done.
Okay, and I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Check out him by going to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Now, here's an interesting little sidebar story that I just now noticed. OPEC says its output rose for the first time in 2019.
Well, OPEC. Okay, so you're okay. They were down for a while. You got to also take a look at some of the OPEC countries. Venezuela being one of them, obviously being offline, down for a while. Libya, another one, which obviously has been hurt since Hillary Clinton decided to invade the place, and Iran, obviously as well. So other countries are obviously having to pick up the slack.
Now, there's a gentleman by the name of Christian Schultz. Have you ever heard of him?
No, I'm not familiar.
He's the economics team director at Citigroup. He's warned that Germany's manufacturing slump could accelerate and risk broadening into a downward spiral of a more widespread recession in Germany.
Well, I mean, listen, Germany has its issues, and one of the reasons being is that energy costs are so high. Talk about oil and oil production. Germany decided to go offline with all of its nuclear power plants, decided to make this major move towards renewables, and the cost of energy in the UK has skyrocketed. One of the reasons why you've seen many German automakers decide to put plants here in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Now, 100 more Sears and Kmart stores are slated to be closed. Now, I believe Sears bought Kmart. Is that correct? Or was it the other way around?
It's kind of a merger of weakness. You want to think of it that way. And again, they've been in for a while. They've been in bankruptcy for a while. They're just not doing well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not surprised because they used to, you know, I can remember Sears years ago. That was the standard, especially with their tools they had, the Craftsman tools.
Well, listen, they made a zillion different mistakes. They didn't upgrade their stores. They've been closing down for a while. Their real estate is the real value there, whatever they still have left, and they're trying to constantly bring the thing back, but it's not. It just doesn't have it.
You're familiar with the company Saudi Aramco, right?
Yes. Well, that's the company. Aramco was supposed to go public, but they put it off, and now they're looking to shortly go public and actually do it in various different waves. It looks like they're going to shun some of the larger exchanges and look to go public on the Saudi exchange, which is fairly new.
Is that why they just got a new chairman?
I don't know if that's necessarily why they had a new chairman, but probably a new chairman simply because he's got to toe the company line, and the company line is the Saudi government. This is a company where you got a large amount of very, very wealthy people within Saudi Arabia are making a ton of money off of.
Now, here's an interesting one. Bank of America says that they are bullish on stocks and commodities and that now is the time to buy.
It's different for everybody. We're going to continue to see volatility due to Brexit. We're going to continue to see volatility due to trade deals. But as far as our economy is concerned, I really don't see much weakness out there. Obviously, it's certainly weakened a little bit because of some of the trade concerns. But as far as the underlying fundamentals, the economy is strong. Granted, if we get some sort of trade deal done that makes sense, I think that we can be back above 3% GDP growth. But the most important statistics to me are always the amount of people that are working, the amount of job openings that we have, and wages that continue to rise, which is, in my opinion, more important than anything else.
By the way, who is Mark Mobius, M-O-B-I-U-S? Do you know who that is?
He's a long-time money manager that focuses a lot on international companies and equities around the globe.
Well, he's gathered the attention of somebody because he's in the headlines. It says gold must be 10% of your investment, Mark Mobius.
And listen, that's a 10% is something that a lot of people talk about in regards to having that position one's portfolio. But again, he's a bit of a gold bull, and he says only 10%. So again, you have to, you know, using it as a hedge from time to time is fine. That it's the idea when people go all into something like this, which is patently absurd. This is patently absurd to go all into a single company, a single stock, or to make your entire portfolio just equities. You need to be balanced. And obviously, everyone's situation is unique and different, and you have to build your portfolio around that.
Now, that follows on the story that says investors push gold to six-year high on trade war fears.
Listen, that's a part of it. You know, you're looking at the fact that, well, that's the pitch right now, is the fact that the trade war is going to tear everything down. Again, I'm not buying any of that. It'll last. It's a bit of a narrative right now, and you're seeing the media kind of push that narrative. And when the narrative goes away, everything will reset.
So, what are you doing today on your little podcast? You got your podcast going today?
There's a lot of interesting stories, different things happening over the course of the weekend. Obviously, a lot of it is being drowned out, and rightfully so, because of the hurricane and the havoc that is being wrecked there. So, there's some interesting things going on in regards to trade, and also talk a little bit about the subsidies for electric cars that they're looking to bring back again.
Which absurd. It is absurd.
Yeah, well, it's also absurd in regards to ethanol and the subsidies there too. We're going to talk about that also. You know, government continuing to handing out various different largesse on various different industries, which just don't make sense. And, you know, also as well, I'm going to talk a little bit about the labor unions out there, which are, they continue to shoot themselves in the foot with such a great economy and people being employed. They continue to go against the current administration. And it basically shows that all they care about is money, not their workers.
You mean Richard Trumka?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's a classic piece of work right there, that guy.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, we will let you go, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Stay low up there.
You got it, Matt. Have a good one.
All righty. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Now, when we come back from the top of the hour news break, we'll be talking to Ron Evers, host of the Evers Notebook, and coming up at the bottom of the next hour, 5:30, we've got the continuing saga of the Rules for Radicals, rule number 5 with Kathy Chamberlain. You'll be hearing that. Rules for Deplorables is the book. And there's going to be a lot of interesting stuff. By the way, our hurricane, our hurricane has moved away from Florida. It's 105 miles east now and 35 miles, even though it's drifting. It's stationary, but it's drifting. So it's moved 5 miles further away from us. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.